Do you know what? I was a little bit angry because I got booked and I'm now suspended, and I don't want to go too much into that, but if I jump in the crowd, as much as I don't agree with the rule, maybe it's a booking, but I didn't. I stayed this side of the boards and got pushed a little bit from the players, and some of the crowd jumped on, but I held myself for that reason. But anyway, that's that. Let's get to the positives. I don't really know, to be honest with you. It was obviously 2-0 once the second goal went in. I thought the best way we were going to get was a draw, but credit to the boys, we dug in, and even Cody was using his voice out there. If we get one, we know they could panic and go. We know what it's like. And the penalties come so quick within each other, and that was the biggest thing. I just said doing an interview downstairs, if you get maybe one the start of the game, middle of the game, at the end of the game, you've got time to think about it. But they came all so quick. Someone just said to me 9 minutes it was in between. And I don't really know. I took the first one, and I changed my way I was going to go, to be honest with you, as I was running up. And then the second and third, the second one's a little bit nervous, more nervous than the first, and I debated maybe letting someone else take it, because I've seen that happen before in midweek with Messi did it. But once I scored the second one, there was no way I wasn't going to take the third, and again I was debating where to go, but I made my mind up and went that way, and the keeper sort of moved and maybe helped me sort of decide where I was going to go. And listen, I was delighted to see him at the back of the net, but I say this and I really do mean it, every week, or whether it's me who scores, someone else scores, the biggest thing is those 3 points. Hat-trick, yeah, 3 goals, I'm delighted, but whoever it is who goes and gets them goals, my feeling's no different really today as what it was last week when we won 2-1 at Bury, because we've gone and got the win, and it's a fantastic win. It shows the character. I don't think it was the greatest of games, but we're delighted with the 3 points.
How do you as a player mentally get yourself set for every single penalty when they come so quickly like that, and particularly the third one after you just won it and all the guys were mobbing you, and you were kind of trying to push them off to start thinking about the pen?
Yeah, as I say, it honestly, maybe in a way it maybe helped that they came so quick within each other, you know. And the second one, if anyone, I believe I'm strong-minded and I believe I'm quite cool when it comes to many things, and I'm very emotional, very passionate, but the second one I was probably a little bit more nervous than the first and the third one. The third one I was just thinking, this is to win the game and this is for a hat-trick, come on, do you know what I mean? This get gut, do you know what I mean? There's nothing really going to stop me. But yeah, as you say, I won it, and the boy clearly clipped me, and he's actually hurt my ankle a little bit, but I had the knock, but there was no way I wasn't going to take it, as I just said. And the boys did come running up to me like we just scored a goal, and I was trying to keep them cool, obviously, because I'm the one who's going to step up there. And I was just focused on hitting the back of the net. It was a little bit of time wasting. The keeper moved the ball, and I like to get set, so I set it again. And I just had my way where I was going to put it, and I wasn't going to change my mind. But he did then go slightly early, which helped. And the feeling of when it hit the back of the net, honestly, and up at that Rainham end, seeing the crowd jump up like that is honestly one of the best days of my life.
The noise was incredible, wasn't it, from the fans? That period just... We're almost sucking the ball in the goal.
Yeah, they were top draw today, I have to say. I know the club put on something, kids for a quid, something like that, and maybe it brought a slightly bigger attendance, but the weather was nice. It always helps, brings people out, and I really did think they were fantastic today, even when we were 1-0 down. We know we didn't start the game that well, and it was quite sloppy and poor. And even at 2-0, I felt they stayed with us. I think players, as a team, coaching staff, everyone played a part in that, because I felt we come out second half. I know we didn't have many clear-cut chances, and... test the keeper that much, but we really give it a go, and it was gutting to go 2-0 down, but we all stuck in there together. And what a day for them, what a day for us and everyone associated with Gillingham Football Club, and it's one that I think everyone will always certainly remember.
Just the hint of frustration, I guess. Were you pretty aware that today was the last day and that you needed to avoid that yellow?
Yep, I've held myself. The gaffer warned me about maybe if you're going to get a booking, make sure it's a booking that's worth getting. And he said that to me a few weeks ago now, and I've been on this tightrope for quite a long time, and maybe there's one or two, maybe, listen, I'd never pull out of a tackle or never something that could help the team, but I just sort of maybe played with a slightly older head, more experienced head, not to get booked. And to get it like that is the most gutting thing. Listen, someone's just scored a hat-trick, the third, and to win a football game that you believe you're about to win, come on, how can you not celebrate it? But we know the rules. If I take my shirt off, it's a booking. I didn't. If I go and run and jump over them balls into the crowd, it's a booking. But I didn't. I jumped up at the corner flag, which I've done before this season, and I held myself there in front of the boards. Okay, the boys are delighted. They've jumped all over me. They haven't pushed me over the boards. I've slid down and held myself, and I'm gutted because I love playing football games, and I'm really feeling good at the moment with this form that I'm in. And to miss these next two crucial games against two good sides in the division is really gutting, and it just put a bit of a downer on it for me. But look, I can't let it get me too down. Use it as a positive. I can freshen up, get rid of some niggles, work on a couple of things in my game, and be ready, hopefully, if selected for the... game after the next two.
Thanks. You hear about the mentality of taking penalties and the talk between goalkeeper and player? Did the goalie say much to you on each of the three penalties?
He didn't, to be honest with you. He didn't say much. He picked the ball up for the third one, which annoyed me, distracted me, but I tried not to let it panic me. A few of the boys said, set yourself again, which I did. I picked the ball back up, put it back down, did my normal routine, which I'd done for the one the other week and the couple before today. There wasn't much said. I heard they were debating different things. Obviously, they appeal for each penalty when it's given, as anyone does, saying it's not a penalty. But I just focused, honestly. I don't look at anything else other than the ball and the sort of goal in the top of my eyes. And I just picture the ball hitting the back of the net. And I believe it's such a psychological thing and the mentality, as you just said, in your mind of what you're going to do with that penalty. Because they are nerve-wracking, the whole stadium, whether it's 20 people or 20,000 people staring at you, and you know that, but you try not to think of that at the time. Things go through your head, where you're going to put it, you're going to score it, you're going to miss it, is something going to happen, what does it mean? And you just got to be strong-minded, and I believe I am, and that's why I believe I'm capable of taking them, and that's fantastic to see all three of them at the back of the net, and obviously I'm delighted.
You said you changed your mind on the first one. At what point did you do it? What did you change?
I don't really know. During a session we were doing, it might have been Thursday, we got a penalty, and listen, it's important to take them, just, and one of the coaches said you've got 5 seconds to take it, so I took the reins, stepped up, and I went that way in training, and maybe I see the keeper move today, I don't know, but obviously he didn't, because he went the way of it, and I don't know what it was, it changed my mind. I don't know, you can't sometimes control what's going to go through your mind or your emotions, if you like, as you're doing it, but I sort of changed my mind within enough time thinking I'm going that way, and I think I put it into a good area where the keeper couldn't really get it. He went the right way, and the next two I sent him the wrong way, maybe he sort of moved slightly earlier, made my mind up for me, but I always had in mind where I was going to put it. The last one I was debating going another area, and one of the boys, Maxi, come up to me and said to me, why don't you go down the middle hard and high, and it was in my mind, and fair play to him saying that for me, but I'd made my mind up where I was going to go, and thankfully I stuck on my way.
Yeah, match ball
taken
as well.
Yeah, I've got it. I couldn't really find it at the end. I was asking the ref where it was, so I went and took a ball, but I'm not sure it was a match ball, so I'll dig one out, a match ball, and I'll get the boys to sign it, and it will go in the cabinet.
You got many?
That's my first hat trick. Listen, I haven't scored many goals up until this season, and I've been saying quite often recently, I've been my role's slightly changed, and the type of player I'm playing at the moment, I'm being asked to play at the moment, and I'm thriving off of it, I'm enjoying it, I'm enjoying scoring goals, and long may that continue, but the biggest thing is that we keep winning football games and see ourselves push up the table.
You mentioned about the nerves when you take a penalty, but what emotion do you get from scoring three? What does that?
Listen, the first one brought us back into the game, the second one made us equalise, and each feeling gets better than the third one. Honestly, there's nothing like scoring a goal. Honestly, especially in front of that home crowd, or especially to win a football game, pull back a football game, get something out of football, whatever it is, and you can't explain it. Honestly, I could have run up them stairs in any of them stands and celebrated with every single fan in the ground, but you're not allowed to do that. And I celebrated how I did, and honestly, you could celebrate different every time. You can't control yourself, and family are here to see it again today, and honestly I'm just happy to do it in front of the home fans. They've been fantastic for me ever since I've been here both times, and I've loved every minute of it, and I just want to keep doing well for them.
You said after the Southend game that when you were awarded the penalty you were determined to get the ball and take it. Does it help the team and help you knowing that it's my responsibility, I'm doing it, and that gives you the focus?
Yeah, we haven't really said much about who's going to take him. I just think the boys are professional enough to know that I scored the last one. Why is anyone going to take it off of me? I understand Dacky wasn't on the pitch that day, but Cody was, and Dacky won that penalty today, but fair play to him. He's one of my best mates in football. He turned around, looked at me and said, it's yours, straight away. Wish me good luck, and that's what a proper pro does, and that's what he is. He's a top guy, and he's great to be around, and fair play to him. He's won the penalty, another assist for him, and listen, he was happy to see me take it, and as you just said there, for the boys to be relaxed and knowing that I'm going to step up and take it, the responsibility is on me, that makes them relax and be just wary just in case they need to be. And no, I'm sure they're happy for me to take it, and they're just happy that we've got the 3 points.
You said before you took that very first penalty that you took, you know, for ages, I mean, you couldn't even remember the last time you took one before the very first one you took this season. What made you make your mind up that I'm going to be the penalty taker if the normal person who would take it?
I think I just said the other week, the only person I really said it to was my dad, that I think I said this already, that I think if we get a penalty, I'm going to take it. Jet Joe Emmanuel Thomas, who was here with us obviously for the early part of the season up until so many weeks ago, was fantastic at him. He stuck a few away when he was here and there was no getting him off him while he was here. But once he'd gone or wasn't really playing, I think Daki may have missed one this season. I'm not sure on Cody, but I just felt confident with scoring goals at the moment that I was going to take it. And fair play to him again, that first one I did take the other week. I stepped up, they let me do it, I stuck it away and there was no looking back then. I've practiced them in training a few days this week, a couple of days this week, wherever it was. And I'm enjoying doing it and I like the responsibility of doing it and I'm brave enough to do it, so long may that continue.
It's back-to-back wins now. How close do you think the team are getting to you know, the best that they can do this season? They're getting close?
That's the biggest thing you've just said, back-to-back wins. I think it's only happened maybe once this season, right at the start of the season, and that's what really sees you push up the table. And I believe from what I've seen, a few of the results maybe favoured us today, with a couple of the teams playing each other down the bottom, drawing, one or two of them losing. Obviously there's always going to be a team that wins, or if they're playing each other especially sometimes. But yeah, we're close, but we can't rest on it now. We've got another two big games coming up quickly, Tuesday, Saturday, and that's the beauty of football. There's nothing better than playing football. It's nice to have a week's break after you win a game like we just had, because you can work on things and rest up. But it's important now to go and keep backing it up with wins, and we're getting better and better, and the team spirit down there is fantastic, and wins like that only brings you together more and more. And it's up to us to keep digging in, get this club and team safe as quick as we can, and enjoy the rest of the season hopefully.
And finally, I think I saw on Twitter this morning that your brother Mark was going to go and watch Billy Ricky and watch Conch play. And you're going to give him a bit of stick now for missing you scoring a hat-trick?
Yeah, I will, but I'm not sure off the top of my head, has he been at any games I've scored this season? He may have done, but if he's got to stay away and it means I keep scoring, then happy days. He usually plays himself on a Saturday, but he knows the Billy Ricky guys, and I think he's shown some local support to them. I think it's a club that are trying to get on the up, and good luck to them. And Conch became quite close with me and brother and some friends, and I think he's shown some support to him. So I don't know how they got on today, but hopefully it went well, and I'm sure I've got some messages or calls on my phone downstairs when I go back down some from him now.
Do you think he'll believe that you've scored a hat-trick if you tell him?
I'm sure he's seen it, and my dad or someone would have been telling him. He won't believe. He hasn't believed that the way I've been scoring goals this season, but he's delighted for me, and he's such a supportive guy. I'm like it with him. We're very close. We're best mates. We love each other to bits, and he's so happy for me, so delighted, like all my family and friends are. And he'll be chuffed tonight, and he'll be congratulating me, but he knows that I can't rest here. I've got to keep working hard to keep doing well.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Josh.
Yeah.